this gentle giant. And then the little Havanese. Kathy Jones is bringing over Ivy tonight.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Making her first appearance in the ballpark ever.
A debutante ball, if you will, for Ivy.
Was born in Hungary in August.
Wow.
And then brought here in November. This will be her first Medler Field-Lavano Park experience tonight.
We always say it's somebody's first game here. That somebody just happens to have four legs tonight.
Spikes home whites tonight. Spikes across the front in gold, blue hats, blue stripe down the side. West Virginia wearing some uniforms they picked up at a discount. No, I'm just kidding. Black jerseys tonight with the gold trim, the gray pants. Here's Rodney Martin.
Please rise as you are able and kindly remove your hats. Join us this evening to honor our great nation in the singing of our national anthem. Please welcome Addison Wincoop.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming at the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, Addison Wincoop.
What an outstanding job by Addison. And now let's have some fun with some baseball at the best ballpark in the minors, Medler Field, Lebrano Park, on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Medler Field at Lebrano Park on a beautiful Saturday evening for baseball. Brock Blatter on the mound. Defensively behind him, he'll have Alex Terrell at first, Ty Hill at second, Lucas Cook at short, Kevin Karstetter at third, Jorge Cartagena in left, Jordan Williams in center, Miles Simington in right, and Ryan Blackwell behind the plate. And tonight's first pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember, that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. Sam Crail will lead it off against Brock Blatter. Crail was 2-for-4 with two stolen bases and two runs scored last night. Crail comes in at 333, a home run, 16 knocked in. with seven doubles. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. 84 degrees at game time. Perfect night for baseball. On the ground, a short, backhanded by Cook. Long throw, gets him in time. One up and one down. Blaze Brothers playing left field tonight. Brothers was 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. Knocked in a run last night. He's the McDonald's strikeout guy again tonight. That didn't go well last night. He wasn't even close. Brothers at 324, which is good for sixth in the league. He has scored 17 runs, good for fourth. Brothers with three home runs, a dozen knocked in with three doubles and a triple. Pitch to him is a ball, 1-0 the count. On this 84-degree evening, last night the wind was blowing to left and starching the flags. Not so tonight. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, 2-0. Tonight, instead of blowing to left on this 84-degree evening, it is blowing out and to right at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We had a front move in last night. A lot of rain overnight. Thunderstorms. Today, it's been gorgeous. The pitch. It's down low, 3-0 the count. You'd like to keep this guy off the bases if you can. Brothers has 14 stolen bases this season. He's third in the league. Outfield straight away, not deep. The pitch. Right down the heart, it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Brothers. Cartagena a little deeper and left against the right-handed hitter. Normal depth by Williams in center. And that's ball four, got away from Blackwell, but Brothers will just jog down to first. You've got to watch him now because he's got 14 stolen bases on the year. He's only been caught one time. Here is Ryan Hernandez. Hernandez last night went 1-for-4. He struck out three times. Hernandez at 359, two home runs, six knocked in. Middle infield double play depth spikes have turned 19 this season. Brothers out to that lead at first. The pitch by Blatter. And there for a strike. 0-1 the count. First time tonight he's had a first pitch strike. No balls and one strike. Play Hernandez, Cartagena deep and left. Williams deep in center, throw to first and back standing. But shallow and right is Simington, and Miles usually plays a shallow right field. Confident going back on a ball. Big right-handed hitter Hernandez waits. There goes Brothers. Looper to short. Picked up by Cook. Throws the first. Double play, and the inning is over. Whoop, check it. That was chopped to the ground. 6-3, and Brothers moves to second. So he'll go to second on the play. And here's Hunter May, who's ninth in the league in hitting at 317. May's the catcher tonight. Two home runs, nine knocked in, three doubles, and a triple. As the DH last night, he went 1-for-4. Blatter delivers. Low and outside, that just missed 1-0 the count. Some haze down the mountain range this evening on this summer night. Some haze shrouding Tussie Mountain behind the right field grandstand. Mountain Nittany Majestic is always right behind center field. 1-0. Low and outside. Almost got through the five hole that time of Blackwell, but he recovered quickly. 2-0 the count. Ladder works on the first base side of the mound as Brothers leads at second with two outs. Top of the first inning. A set by Brock. Checks second. And fakes the second. There's nobody covering anyway. Hill's leaning a bit towards second, but that's as close as he is, the second baseman. Cartagena deep and left again. The pitch. It's on the ground. Wide of the bag at third. Two balls and a strike to Hunter May. Looks like the Super fans are in full force tonight. They've got the entire row. Down to our left, 2-1 count on Hunter May. Set by Blatter, the delivery. On the ground, wide of the bag at third again on that breaking ball. It's 2-2. He went slider that time, and he jumped on it. Hunter May. Mentioned he was the DH last night, and he is the catcher tonight. Shadows right in front of home plate right now on this July 2nd. 2-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. Still 2-2. Days are starting to get progressively shorter, but right now it's actually on the front end. It's the mornings where it's creeping forward. Sundown is still 8:46 tonight. It's a beautiful night with some high cirrus clouds. Two and two the count. Blatter delivers. Low and outside goes full 3-2. Kyle Hess on deck, who's the DH tonight. Blatter out of Billings Central High School. Was on the state basketball team, state championship basketball team as a junior. Pitch. And tight ball four. Brothers will take third. The ball got away. Did they call a strike? They did. Question is, did he call a strike? The spikes are leaving. And Jed Jerko's question, and it is strike three. That will end the inning. The Black Bears are confused. Jed Jerko's now leaving the field. But it's a strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Scoreless, half inning in the books on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's Take College Spikes return home Saturday night. Bring your pup out for Bark in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. Game time is 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. And the first 150 dogs get goodies from Happy Valley Insurance. Plus, after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at State College Spot.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting, new, and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lobrado Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Against him. Defensively, he's got Hernandez at first, Stewart at second, Pinellas is at short, Antonacci is at third, Brothers in left, Trenkel in center, Crail in right, and Hunter May behind the plate. Jordan Williams, Ty Hill, Will Simpson, middle third, Miles Simington, Kevin Karstetter, Alex Terrell, bottom third, Lucas Cook, Ryan Blackwell, and Jorge Cartagena. Jordan Williams was 0-for-2 in last night's game. He's hitting 263 with no home runs and a run knocked in. Hit 320 this year for San Jacinto with six home runs and 39 knocked in. And tried to drop it down to the third base side, but it rolls foul. Great idea with the third baseman, Antonacci, playing back. 0-1 the count. No balls and one strike the count. Of course, Jordan Williams wears 23. If you're named Jordan, you might as well wear 23. You might as well just go for it. And the pitch. Outside, 1-1 the count. Williams does wear the glasses, by the way, as he plays. In that left-handed box, Antonacci even to the bag at third. The pitch. That is foul, third base side. It's going to clear the roof for the Geisinger champions, clubbing out of play. It's a ball and two strikes. Ty Hill on deck. Williams back in that left-handed box. He's ready, and Bravo, the right-hander, delivers. That is slice foul, third base side, clearing the West Virginia bullpen and out of play. It bounces toward the Geisinger kid zone. Shadow now out in front of home plate. As Williams waits in the left-handed box, the pitch. Curveball, call strike three, and that was a beauty that time, snapped off by Bravo. Gets him looking. Here's Ty Hill. Hill did not play in last night's game. Ty hitting 200. Three home runs, tied for second in the league. 10 runs knocked in. He has scored 11 runs. He also has walked 18 times. He leads the league in that department. A pitch by Bravo. And there for a strike, it's 0-1. 325 down the left field line. 378 left center. 410 the nook. 399 dead center. 375 right center. 320 down the line and right to the line. Country Kia corner. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-2. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 0-2. Outside and low, 1-2. 18.55 feet high for Penn State being founded in 1855. As we've often mentioned, same dimensions as PNC Park, except the wall at PNC in right field is 21 feet high for the great Roberto Clemente. Fouled at the plate by Hill, it's still 1-2. 50 years, coming up on 50 years this New Year's Eve that Roberto Clemente passed away on that flight to Nicaragua. 1-2. On the ground to second. Stewart to his right. Fires to first in time. Two up and two down. Will Simpson was 1-for-4 in last night's game. Will hitting 317, a league-leading 4 home runs. He's knocked in 10. Fifth in the league with 7 extra base hits. He has scored 10 runs this season. Into that right-handed box. He's the DH tonight. First pitch to him is a strike. It's 0-1. Bravo at 91 that time on the gun. The wind, the 0-1. It's on the ground between short and third and into left field for a base hit. Simpson will make the turn at first. And the Washington Husky has the Spikes' initial hit of the game. A two-out single to left. Miles Symington did not play in last night's game. Miles hitting 226, a home run, 7 knocked in. Scored 8 runs. Gans Frederick on Thursday went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Played for South Alabama this spring. Where he had 383, and that's fouled to our left below where Rodney Martin sits and bounces to the seats in front of him. 0-1 the count. Bravo's been getting ahead of every hitter. Talked about Symington. 2 years he played at Purdue. He was third team All-Big Ten in 2021. He was also academic All-Big Ten. The pitch in tight and on the corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Symington does crowd the plate. 0-2. 0-2 the count with Simpson on first and two outs. We're scoreless bottom of the first. The pitch by Bravo. Swing and a miss. Strike three as he tied him up inside and the inning is over. Second strikeout for Zach Bravo. No runs, a hit. Simpson stranded at first. One inning in the books at Midler Field at Lobrano Park. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lobrado Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up! Batter up is Kyle Hess, the DH. He'll lead it off against Brock Blatter, to be followed by Caden Trenkel and Dante Stewart. Hess is 1-for-10 so far with West Virginia. Bats from the left side. Hide away for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hess out of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. The pitch. That just missed upstairs. That caught the plate, but upstairs, 2-0 the count. Blatter not wasting time. Brock delivers. Outside corner for strike. 2-1 the count at 93 that time in the gun. Wind has picked up a bit now. 10-15 blowing to right. The pitch. That's fouled. Bouncing into the West Virginia dugout third base side. Level at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Blatter delivers. Way outside and goes all the way back to the bricks. 3-2 the count as Trenkel goes over and picks it up in the on-deck circle and flips it over to the Spikes dugout. 3-2 the count on Hess. On its way. On the ground, two opera to second. Picked up by Hill, covering his bladder, threw it behind bladder, and Brock with that 6-6 frame reached out and caught it and tagged the bag. A fine play there. 4-1 on that one. One gone. That'll bring Caden Trenkel to the plate, who did not play in last night's game. Trenkel hitting .359 in his 10 games. With West Virginia, no home runs, eight knocked in with two doubles and a triple. And Blatter delivers. And slow in the dirt. One ball and no strikes the count. He's only thrown one first pitch strike to six batters. 1-0 the count, the pitch by Blatter. That just missed the outer edge that time. It's 2-0 with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. That pitch, slow roller, foul, first base side. Now it rolls into fair territory, and he's out. It rolled down the first base line and then suddenly slid left into fair territory, and Alex Terrell tagged the bag, two outs. Brendan Knoll brings out new baseballs. Brendan Noel was the starter in last night's game. Pitched well. Everybody pitched well last night. Noel went four innings, four hits, one unearned run. Struck out four, walked one. Here's Dante Stewart, who in that game last night went one for four with an infield hit. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. Stewart, after his one for four last night, is now at 222 with no home runs, three knocked in with a double. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball that time. The slider that time from Brock Blatter. It's 0-2. Shadow now halfway between the mound and the plate. Beautiful 84-degree evening. Perfect for the July 2nd. 0-2. On its way. That one bounced away from Ryan Blackwell to the backstop to the on-deck circle. It's 1-2. Big gap in left center field. Jordan Williams, the center fielder, about 10 steps into right center. Simington very shallow and right. It's the right-handed hitter. 1-2 to Stewart. On the ground to first. Knocked down by Terrell, but he's not going to be able to make the play. Alex did a great job just to get to it, and Stewart will get an infield hit. It's a terrific job by Alex just to get to the ball, but he just couldn't corral it. He knocked it down and went into foul territory, and that will bring up Sam Antonacci. Antonacci did not play in last night's game. Sam hitting 270. No home runs, four knocked in with a double. Also has 11 stolen bases. Got to keep him off the bases. Throw to first, Stewart dives back in, but no tag by Terrell. Stewart, 2-for-2 in stolen bases. Throw to first again, sidearm by Blatter. This time Terrell with a tag, but clearly back with relative ease. Still has not thrown a pitch to Antonacci. That's set. Blatter waits and delivers. Outside for ball, 1-0 the count. Fastball at 94. That's been his top out number tonight. Great job by Danny Castano today for Miami. He had an excellent outing for the Marlins. That pitch misses 2-0 the count. So Lars Nootbaar was in the game today for the Cardinals against the Phillies. This is where dreams begin, guys. 2-0. Slow roller left side, cut off by Karstetter. Kevin to first in time. The inning is over. No runs, an infield hit, one left. An inning and a half done. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pitching dominated here last night. So far, scoreless to the bottom of the second. Kevin Karstetter, Alex Terrell, and Lucas Cook, 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order. Kevin last night went 1 for 3 with a walk and a stolen base, hitting .293 with a home run and 7 knocked in with 4 doubles. Pitch to Kevin, a swing and a miss. He took something off that one. It's 0-1. Karstetter looks back at home plate umpire Nick Swah. I think he wanted to ask if he was swung at a strike. Pitch. That's lifted foul. Geisinger Champions Club, first base side, now to play. And a nice catch in the Geisinger Champions Club there. Well done. The 0-2. Low and outside. Wanted him to chase, did not. Ball and 2 strikes. Well, back here tomorrow, 6:35. What a night's going to be. The 2 millionth fan will be celebrated tomorrow night. Chosen. Dave the Bullet Smith, human cannonball. 1-2. And that's on the ground. Foul pass. Dave Tremblay at third. Still 1-2. Fireworks. Run the bases. Everything tomorrow night. Spikes don't do anything halfway. Tickets available 814-272-1711. Buy print. Now again, staycollegespikes.com. That is the site to get your tickets if you go online. And Kevin stays alive, tapping that at the plate. Still 1-2. You can always go to the box office. Or you can obviously walk up. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Outside, missed 2-2. With breaking ball that time, a curveball off the outer edge. Karstetter in that right-handed box, hitting .293. He's got that home run, 7 knocked in. And the pitch. Up high and tight at the letters, goes full 3-2. Again, if you want to go online, staycollegespikes.com. That is the key. 3-2 to Karstetter. Pitch to Kevin. Checked it. Did not go. Ball 4. He'll get the walk. The fourth walk he's drawn this season. And again, he is 8 of 9 in stolen bases this year. The leadoff man aboard for the Spikes at the bottom of the second. And Alex Terrell, who drove in a run last night, is at the plate. Alex was 1 for 4 with that RBI. Hitting .217 with no home runs and 6 knocked in. He has 3 doubles in the short time he's been with the Spikes. Middle infield double play depth. Outfield deep all the way around. And the pitch. That is on the ground to second. Stewart, 1. On to first. Double play, 4-6-3. 23rd double play turned by West Virginia this season. 2 gone for Lucas Cook. Lucas did not play in last night's game. Went 0-2 against Frederick on Thursday night. Hitting .213 with no home runs, 9 knocked in with 3 doubles. First pitch swinging, foul, first base side, drifts into the seats and out of play about 10 rows back. Beyond the Spikes dugout, 0-1 the count. Lucas back into that right-handed box. Shadow now right in front of the pitcher's mound. Here is the 0-1. Up high, 1-1 the count. Ryan Blackwell on deck hoping for a shot. Scoreless bottom of the second. Bravo. Will deal. Outside corner for a strike with a fastball. 1-2. Bravo with that mane hanging off the back. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Foul back to the screen. Still 1-2. Zach's got the do going. Something that even in my youth I could not do. The pitch. That is line foul. First base side clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. Still 1-2. Brendan Knoll brings new baseballs out for home plate umpire Nick Swaha. Dave Tremblay, the manager, coaching at third. Will Johnson coaching down at first. Quick waits in the right-handed box, and the pitch. Outside corner, called strike three with a breaking ball to end the inning. Third strikeout for Zach Bravo. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on base. End of two, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Top half of the third inning, still scoreless. Brock Blatter back to work. Xavier Pinellas will lead it off, then back to the top of the order, Sam Crail and Blaze Brothers. And the pitch. That's way up high and away. It's a tight zone tonight, 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes, Brothers delivers. Right down the heart, that's 1-1. 91 on the fastball from Brock. Top out number for Brock's been 94 so far. And the big right-hander delivers. Outside corner for a strike. That was a dart. 1-2 the count at 92. Works on the first base side. And delivers. Up high with a breaking ball. 2-2 the count. Vignelli's hitting .314 with a home run, 12 knocked in, two doubles, two triples. And that just missed, and now it's 3-2. His two triples tied for the league lead. He's a switch hitter batting from the left side. And the pitch. Checked it. Got him. Call strike three. Second strikeout for Brock Blatter. Both looking. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Earning 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, we were ranked World's Best Hospitals by Newsweek and Best in Maternity by U.S. News and World Report. With one gone, back to the top of the order, Sam Crail bounced out to Cook at short his first time. Sam batting from the left side. And the pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-0 the count. Started him out with a fastball there, 92. Simington a little deeper and right against the left-handed hitter. A pitch. Swing and a miss. He was late on that one. It's 1-1. Carte in a little shallower and left against the left-handed hitter. Normal depth by Jordan Williams in center. Two left, two right in the infield. That's fouled by Crail. Goes over the printers.com cheese shop box and out of play. One and two, the count with one gone. Bases empty, top of the third. It is scoreless. Ladder delivers up high and through the webbing of the Blackwell mitt. Level it 2-2. Brendan Noel will pop out and grab that baseball on the runway. Two-two to Crail. High and away, full 3-2. Shadow now just approaching the feet of Brock Blatter. And the pitch. Outside ball four. Dangerous guy to have aboard. Last night, Crail stole two bases, including home. And Crail is 8-for-11 in stolen bases. Blaze Brothers, the McDonald's strikeout guy, walked his initial time up. Middle infield, double play depth. Talking about the spikes turning 19. West Virginia's wrapped into only 9 double plays so far this season. Fewest in the league. That's fouled to the screen. It's 0-1 the count. Blaze looks down to Jed Jerko at third. Back in that right-handed box. Crail to his lead at first. Middle infield double play depth throw to first and no tag by Alex. With the right-handed hitter up, Symington shallow and right. Normal depth by Williams in center. Cartagena deeper and left. Set by Blatter. Throw to first. Back standing is Crail. 0-1 the count on Brothers. Breeze blowing to right field on this beautiful 84 degrees Saturday night. And the pitch in the dirt. Good job by Blackwell. 1-1 the count. Wind has gusted to 10 to 15 tonight. That's about where it is now. Blatter looks over at first. Crail out to his lead. Now goes set and delivers. That missed up high with a breaking ball. 2-1 the counting with slider that time. Two balls and a strike. Crail now jumps out to that lead at first. Blatter delivers. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him. It's 2-2. 90-mile-per-hour fastball there. So now the McDonald's strikeout guy is to the doorstep. Brothers. Resets in that right-handed box. Crail out to the lead at first with one out. Blatter goes set at the letters. To the plate. Foul to the plate. He just got a piece of it. Two balls and two strikes. Brendan Noel bringing out new baseballs for Nick Swaha behind the plate. 2-2 the count. Crail out to the lead at first with one out. Blatter goes set at the letters. 2-2. Up high, full 3-2. Let's see if they run Crail now on 3-2, one out. I think they will. Looks over at first. Crail out to his lead. There he goes on 3-2, low and outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks, first and second with one out. Ryan Hernandez grounded out to Lucas Cook at short in the first. Final game of this three-game set. It's going to be a special one tomorrow. Dave the Bullet Smith, human cannonball. Kids run the bases. 2 millionth fan. Fireworks all rolled into one. July 3rd at Medler Field at Lobrano Park. Jim Gott to the mound. 814-272-1711. Buy print again. StayCollegeSpikes.com. Don't go to any other sites. I know there are other sites that promote tickets. Just go to that one. That one will be totally reliable for your purchase. You can always go to the box office to pick your seat. or he can walk up. And then next weekend, oh, NFT night. Inspired by former Spike Evan Mendoza, now with Memphis in AAA. Evan played here in 2017. He led the New York Penn League in hitting. Talked to Evan about this 2 weeks ago. He's excited about it. He does all the art for it himself. With one out, first and second, Hernandez at the plate. Scoreless top of the third. Here's the set. The pitch, the runners go. Throw to third by Blackwell in the dirt. Good job by Karstetter. Double steal, second and third. And a 1-0 count. With those two guys on, you knew it was coming. One and oh, the count to Hernandez. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, blew right by him. One and one, the count. High fastball that time from Brock at 90. Hernandez struck out three times last night. Waits in the right-handed box. Ladder. I set it to letters, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. One and two the count. 91 with that fastball. One out. The infield is playing back. They will concede a run, but they'd love to see Blatter get a strikeout here or something like a pop-up in the infield. The pitch. Outside. Tried to make him chase. It's 2-2. Almost aimed it that time. 2-2 the count. Hernandez. Levels that bat, he's ready. Second and third, one out. Blatter, 2-2. Foul straight back to the screen. It's still 2-2. Hernandez has driven in six this season. Has a couple of home runs. Crails on third, Brothers on second. They both walked, and then in a double steal, moved up to second and third. 2-2. Curveball on the ground to Karstetter. Knocked it down. Run's going to score. They're going to get two out of it as it goes into left field as Blaze Brothers literally blazes home, and it's 2-0. Hunter May now at the plate. So that'll be an error, and two runs will come in. Pitch to May is a ball, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch in the air, first base side. Terrell goes toward the tarp, and it's going to clear the tarp, makes the seats about five rows back and out of play, first base side. 1-1 the count. One and one, 2-0, West Virginia, top of the third. Ladder stares in. And to the plate. Outside corner for a strike, dropped in that breaking pitch perfectly. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes the count. Set. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Back to Blatter. He'll feed Hill one. On to first. Double play. 1-6-3 to end it. 1-4-3 on the double play. But they get two runs on no hits. There was one error. And nobody left. At the end of 2.5. 2-0 West Virginia. On the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our state college practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 2-0 West Virginia to the bottom of the third. Zach Bravo back to work for West Virginia. Ryan Blackwell, Jorge Cartagena. And then back to the top of the order, Jordan Williams here in the bottom of the third. Blackwell hitting .308 with no home runs and three knocked in with four doubles. Did not play in last night's game. Thursday went 0-for-1 with a walk. In tight, spun away from that one in the right-handed box. It's 1-0. Play him deep all the way around, especially in left, the pitch. It's right down the heart, 1-1 the count. Good pitch that time for Bravo. 90 with that fastball. Blackwell hitting .308. Here's the pitch. And it's line foul toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. 1-2 the count. Talk about being early on that one. He was early on it. He saw it. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Up high, 2-2. Jorge Cartagena on deck. And Williams at the top of the order. 2-2. And he bounced that one in 3-2. Well done to end the top of the third on the 1-4-3 double play. Blatter did a nice job of fielding it. Gave Hill a perfect throw. 3-2 to Blackwell, the pitch. Low and outside, ball four. Second walk, surrendered by Bravo, and Blackwell down to first. Second straight inning, and the leadoff man's been aboard on a walk. Jorge Cartagena has not played the last two games. Last time he played was Wednesday night. He went 0-for-4. Jorge now hitting .190, no home runs, one knocked in with a couple of doubles, four runs scored. First pitch swinging, it's 0-1. It's 4-for-4 in stolen bases. Been in more of a groove of late. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike at 91, it's 0-2. Blackwell on first with nobody out. 2-0 West Virginia, bottom of the third. The pitch. It's on the ground. First baseman juggles Hernandez, and now because of the juggle, he can only get the out at first, and Blackwell gets to second. He wanted to go to the shortstop, Vinales, but he dropped it, and so he just stepped on the bag. Danny got out to pick up the bat. Here's Jordan Williams, who struck out looking in the first. Blackwell at second with one out. Williams levels that bat, left-handed box, the pitch. Foul, third base side, looping to the Geisinger champions, clubbing out of play. Williams, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. A little manicure work in that left-handed box. Slams his right cleat with his right hand and now back in the box. 0-1 the count, the pitch. Danced away from that one inside. It's 1-1. Last night, went over to Bradley's. Got Joe a cheesesteak last night, which gave two thumbs up. 1-1. Foul, third base side. Clears the roof and out of play of the Geisinger Champions Club. Bradley's now located down the right field line in the corner at the fun deck with Burgertopia just below us, the Flashpoint Grill just to our, if you look at the booth, it's to the left.
That's right. Look back at us, look to your left. Bam, there's all the Burgertopia burgers you love.
Outside, May framed it, but to no avail, 2-2 on Williams. 2-0 West Virginia, top of the third. I'm going to have to make a decision on this.
Yes.
I've been thinking about Frank's.
Yeah. Absolutely.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside on a breaking ball. And that is the fourth strikeout for Zach Bravo. Two gone. And here's Ty Hill, who bounced to second his first time. Will Simpson on deck. Simpson has the spikes hit. The only hit for West Virginia has been an infield hit. Pitch, and that's right down the heart. Curveball to Hill. It's 0-1. Ty's driven in 10 this year. He's hit three home runs. Blackwell, they're not even concentrating on him, has a big lead at second. The pitch. Hill down the right field line, slicing foul toward the fun deck and out of play. He's in the hole 0-2. He was in the hole 0-2 his first time. Pitching's been outstanding in this series on both sides.
Really has.
Bravo goes set. The 0-2 with two outs. On the ground to second again. Stewart's got it. Fires in time and the inning is over. Leadoff walk goes for not stranded at second. At the end of three full, it's 2-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fourth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Brock Blatter, three innings, one hit, two runs, one earned. Struck out two, walk three, and Joe gives way now to the left-hander, Mason Ronan. And to take you through the middle three, proud to say my broadcast partner for the last 14 seasons and then beyond, Joe Putnam.
Thanks, Steve Jones, and Mason Ronan. He's making his fifth appearance of the season out of Pencambria High School, most recently at the College of Central Florida. He's been outstanding for the Spikes this year, notched a victory in his very first appearance with the Spikes. 1-0, 3.86 ERA, 3 runs allowed on 4 hits over 7 innings of work. He has struck out 10, he's walked 7, 1 hit batsman, and a 174 opponent's batting average. And it will be the 5-6-7 hitters due up for West Virginia, Kyle Hess, Caden Trinkle, and Dante Stewart. Rest of the defense the same surrounding the mound. Alex Terrell at first, Ty Hill at second, Lucas Cook at shortstop, Kevin Karstadter at third. Outfield is Jorge Cartagena in left, Jordan Williams in center, Miles Symington in right. And Ryan Blackwell behind the plate is Ronan out of the stretch, working up the third base side of the slab. Sees his first pitch bounce to the right side and into right field. A base hit for West Virginia DH Kyle Hess. His first hit of the evening after he was erased on a great play by Ty Hill and Brock Blatter in the second inning. Blatter, by the way, throwing 61 pitches, 31 of them for strikes. Caden Trinkle, the left-handed hitting center fielder, up. He grounded out to first back in the second inning. Thus far in this game, there has not been a out recorded in the air. They've all been strikeouts or groundouts. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Blackwell. Ball one to Trinkle. 2-0 West Virginia, top of the fourth inning. Now two hits for the Black Bears, one for the Spikes. State College with a lone error. 1-0. High and away, ball two. Tomorrow we finish off this holiday weekend series with another 6:35 matchup. Again, tomorrow, even though it is a Sunday game, it will still be a 6:35 start because, of course, the fireworks will light up the skies from the PA Lottery after tomorrow's game. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-0. Meanwhile, Monday, the gigantic Central PA 4th Fest fireworks, the viewing location here at the ballpark. Tickets starting at $15. Seats in the main bowl and in the outfield bleachers are still available, but you want to make sure that you get your seat for all of Monday's action as the 3-0 pitch missed low, ball four, and Trinkle is on with a four-pitch walk. First and second, nobody out as the Black Bears threaten again in the fourth. Dante Stewart, the batter, the second baseman, reached on a single to first base in the second inning. And again, the Central PA 4th Fest fireworks, it is still the same gigantic show, the signature 4th Fest fireworks show that you've come to expect here in Happy Valley. And, of course, live music here at Medler Field, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Joy Marie will join the Gill Street Band, and Velveeta will be on hand. The stage will be on the field. The human cannonball, David Smith Jr., he'll be launching after tomorrow's game. He'll be launching Monday as well as the breaking ball's in the dirt. Kicks away from Blackwell, but he retrieves it before the runners can move. Ball one to Stewart. And by the way, I do want to mention, tomorrow night, with the cannon currently on display on the concourse, if you're here at the park and listening, check it out. If you haven't seen it already, you can get an up-close view, and that is what the bullet will be shooting himself out of tomorrow night. Bouncer back to Ronan. He looks to third, looks to second, instead goes to first, and the throw gets away. Hess will score. Trinkle moves up to third. It'll be the second Spikes error of the night and the third run that scores on an errant play. E1 on the throw. So second and third, nobody out. The pitcher as fielder committing the error, so the run currently stands unearned. We'll see if ensuing game action affects the status of it any. Sam Antonacci, the left-handed hitting third baseman, up. He is 0-for-1 with a ground down to third. Four left-handed hitters in the West Virginia lineup tonight. Set by Ronan at the belt in the pitch. That's a strike. Over the outer half of the plate. Fastball at 92, 0-1 the count. Infield is up all the way around. Ronan delivers the 0-1. That's a number onto the right side. Charging into rally. Looked, nope, it's a foul ball. It went off the foot. He was all set to fire home, but plate umpire Nick Swaha and the first base umpire Keith Lepiankos both calling time and throwing their arms up for the foul ball, 0-2 the count. Oh, and two to Antonacci. Infield remains up all the way around. Ronan sets and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mason Ronan with his first strikeout of the night. It's the Spikes' third. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. Trankel still at third. Stewart at second. And here's Xavier Pinales, the switch-hitting shortstop, will turn around, bat right-handed here. He struck out looking against Brock Blatter in the third. Ronan sets, and the first pitch fades in for a strike. Outer half of the plate, I should say. 0-1 the count. And Mason making his fifth appearance of the year for the Spikes. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball dove out of the zone. It's 0-2. Tickets and all the information on what's going on here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park for the Central PA 4th Fest available now. It's Central PA 4th Fest. That's a number 4, 4thfest.org. You can get your tickets there or at statecollegespikes.com. The 0-2 foul back to the screen. Count remains the same. Of course, while the Central PA 4th Fest is going on here at the ballpark on Monday, the Spikes will be on the road starting a series against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. I'll be along with you for that one. Game time in Mahoning Valley, 7:05. There'll be fireworks at Eastwood Field after that game as well. Not quite as large, though, as the Central PA 4th Fest fireworks show. Here's the 0-2, floated to right field, making the catch on the run is Symington, and stumbling a bit out of the blocks was Trankel at third. He is unable to tag. And a strong throw by Symington, holding the runners on at second and third. Trankel did not get a clean break and not going to risk getting thrown out at the plate, not with a 3-0 lead and not wanting to make the last out of the frame at home. So Jimmy Galuski, the West Virginia hitting coach, ended up holding him. Here's Sam Crail, who's been a figure of some renown in this series. Crail is 0-1, but he has walked, stolen base, and scored tonight. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Pinballs in the pads of Blackwell, but he chases the ball down in the dirt circle. No movement by the runners. Strike one to Crail. Lefty-lefty matchup here in the top of the fourth. West Virginia leading 3-0. All three runs have scored on plays that featured errors. Ronan sets, and the 0-1. Fastball outside, one ball, one strike. The set, and the 1-1 pitch. Check swing, ball gets away from Blackwell, kicking off to the third base side. Trinkle comes in to score and make it 4-0. That'll be a passed ball. And so, as of now, that run stands as unearned. Two down here in the top of the fourth inning. Two balls and a strike, an appeal on the swing, and went down to Matthew Martin at third. He says no go, so it is a two-ball, one-strike count to Crail. And you hear the peals from the pups in attendance today, barking the park nine, the second one of the season. Thanks to our friends at the Center Daily Times, a 2-1 to Crail, a breaking ball for a called strike. Two balls, two strikes. Of course, there's one bark in the park night for each month of the 2022 Spikes season. 2-2.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Black will have to throw to first to complete the strikeout. He does. That's the second K for Mason Ronan. The fourth strikeout of the night for Spikes pitching. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Pediatrics website is just for kids. Check out kids.mountnittany.org. But West Virginia scores two more runs, one hit, one error, both runs unearned, one runner left on base. At the end of 3.5, West Virginia 4, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Will Simpson leads it off for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. Now trailing 4-0, all four runs unearned. For Spikes pitching tonight is the next offering outside for ball 1-1. Zach Bravo remains on the mound for West Virginia. He's allowed one hit, and that was to Simpson back in the first. He has walked two batters, struck out four thus far. Delivers a ball, 2-1. We'll start up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here in a moment as well as the 2-1 comes in. That's down and in for a ball. Three balls, one strike. And we start in the MLB Draft League. Only one other game ongoing along with this one tonight. Trenton and Frederick, unfortunately, that game canceled at Harry Grove Stadium. They had to stop that game early last night in the seventh inning. Frederick ends up the winner, however. The pitch fouled, left side, 3-2 the count to Simpson. Mahoning Valley, meanwhile, leads Williamsport 1-0 up at Historic Bowman Field. They're in the top of the fourth. Sharp grounder foul, third base side, still a full count to Simpson. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. In the bigs today, former Spike Daniel Castano with an outstanding start for the Miami Marlins as they top the Washington Nationals 5-3. Castano's first victory of the 2022 MLB season. The pitch down and in for a ball to Simpson. That's ball four. And he draws Bravo's third walk of the night. That'll bring Miles Symington to the plate. Symington, the right fielder, is 0-for-1. He struck out swinging back in the first inning. Castano, by the way, to earn that victory, went five innings, allowed three runs, but only one earned on four hits, two walks, three strikeouts. So Marlins go wire for wire down, or wire to wire down at Nationals Park for the victory as Symington swings at the off-speed pitch for a strike, 0-1. Ongoing in the bigs, Rays lead the Blue Jays 10-2 in the bottom of the fifth in Toronto. The 0-1, that's fouled back to the screen. 0-2 the count. Of course, the Blue Jays on Canada Day yesterday did earn a 9-2 win wearing a variant of the Stars and Stripes caps that Major League teams are wearing this weekend. Of course, Stars and Stripes not featured on the Canadian flag, so it tweaked a little bit as Symington swings and misses strike three.
He is the fifth strikeout victim for Zach Bravo this evening. And with Will Simpson remaining at first, State College's own Kevin Karstetter will stride to the plate. The third baseman walked back in the second inning before being erased on a double play. Cardinals and Phillies tied up at six, and the Cards not only go back-to-back, they go back-to-back-to-back-to-back in the first inning. Nolan Arenado with a two-run homer, then Nolan Gorman, Juan Yepez, and Dylan Carlson homers. Here's a grounder up the middle, taken by the shortstop, Pinellas, steps on the bag, throws to first in time. That one nearly took Zach Bravo's head off, but he gets out of the way in the box, and it's a double play to finish off the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base for the Spikes. We'll have more of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard and more from Medler Field at Leprano Park after four innings, 4-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC. As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fifth inning. Spikes trail 4-0 in the middle game of this three-game set against the West Virginia Black Bears. Mason Ronan back on the mound for his second inning of work. And by the way, a note on the ball back through the box that ended up being a double play. It actually was touched by Bravo, so he gets credit for an assist. So it will be a 1-6-3 double play. Not quite the double play Zach Bravo would like to turn in that situation, however, though. In a defensive posture as he was. Here is Blaze Brothers, who has walked twice tonight, stolen a base and scored a run. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy for the second night in a row, but he has not struck out in this series as of yet. He takes ball one low. Ronan out of the stretch. And the 1-0. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge, 1-1. More scores in the majors. Yankees leading the Guardians 2-1, going to the seventh inning in Cleveland. The Red Sox and Cubs are scoreless, middle of the second. By the way, Adrian Sampson, former Spike, got the start against Boston yesterday for the Cubs. Breaking ball swung on and missed, it's 1-2. Dodgers leading the Padres 3-0, bottom of the second. Later on tonight, the Diamondbacks visit the Rockies. Doubleheader action in Toronto earlier today. Game one went to the Rays 6-2. The Yankees topped the Guardians in game one of their double dip 13-4. Twins over the Orioles 4-3. The White Sox over the Giants 5-3. And the 1-2 to Brothers. There's the swing and the miss, and there's the free Big Mac for everybody. With any purchase at local participating McDonald's over the next 3 days, starting at lunchtime tomorrow. So a little holiday feast for the crowd here at the ballpark, and there's one gone in the top of the fifth inning. Third strikeout for Ronan, by the way. It's brought to you as well by Mountain Inn Health. Mountain Inn Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountaininny.org. Ryan Hernandez up, the first baseman, grounded out to short in the first, reached on an error,
in the third. He lines the first pitch he sees into right field, a base hit. Third hit of the game for the Black Bears. And Hernandez implementing the skills that were taught to him by one David Valdez in the Boston area. Spike's hitting coach has worked for a long time with Hernandez, who is out of the University of Houston, Boston native, and it was great to see them catching up on the field and post-game yesterday. Here's Hunter May now, the West Virginia catcher, 0-for-2. And the first pitch high, deflects off the mitt of Blackwell and to the backstop. Moving up to second is Hernandez. He'll take the turn, but he will hold there. That one a little high, and that'll be... Now that'll be a pass ball. One and zero the count to May. Ronan out of the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball called strike right down the heart of the plate at 92 miles an hour. 1-1 the count. More of the major leagues. 7-4 win for the Pirates today against Milwaukee. O'Neill Cruz with another home run. A 1-1 pitch to May. Swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. Also, the Astros top the Angels 9-1. Tigers over the Royals 4-3. And the Mariners defeat the Athletics 2-1. With the Rangers defeating the Mets 7-3. Braves over the Reds 4-1. 1-2 to May. Breaking ball that hurt. Blocked by Blackwell. Two balls, two strikes. Reaching the end of the first half of the fortnight at Wimbledon as well. And the 2-2 to May. Upstairs, ball three. Pops out of the mitt, but Blackwell able to regather. The count is full. On the women's side at Wimbledon, Harmony Tan continues her run through the tournament. Of course, a bit of an upset win over Serena Williams to start things out. She's now all the way into the fourth round with a straight sets win over Katie Bolter. Here's a pop-up. First base side. This will go into the seats. And, oh! And the staff here at the ballpark will quickly check on everybody in the vicinity of that baseball. I think the popcorn may have helped deflect the blow. 3-2 the count to May.
It usually does. Went to Franks.
Ah, yes.
Third base side, new spot. They had a run on footlongs. So I'm not kidding.
Payoff pitch to May. Swung on him. Strike three. Well out in front of the breaking ball. And that's the fourth strikeout for Mason Roden. The sixth for Spike's pitching brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com.
Well, they were out.
Out of footlongs.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
So I got the Superdog.
All right. Kyle Hess, the batter, now 1-for-2. Single and a run scored today. First pitch, upstairs, ball one.
So we've gone Bradley's. We've gone to Frank's.
Mm-hmm.
Burgertopia, Flashpoint Grill. Sweet.
Yeah, customer of the month at Salsa.
At Salsa. They gave me a dirty look when I walked by with the Frank.
Bouncer on to second. Taken by Hill, his throw to first is in time to end the top of the fifth inning.
I've earned loyalty points.
Well, there'll be plenty of time to go back to Salsa this year for sure. West Virginia with no runs, one hit, one runner left on base in the fifth. We're halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, 4.5 gone. 4-0 Black Bears on the Spike Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Have a blast with the State College Spike Sunday night. Game time is 6:35 p.m. against the West Virginia Black Bears, and the human cannonball, David Smith Jr., will blast off after the game. Plus, the skies light up with fireworks presented by the PA Lottery, and it's Military Appreciation Night presented by Lion Country Kia. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Ballsburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lobrado Park. Enjoy 10-point red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Back here to Medler Field at Lobrado Park, bottom of the fifth inning. And the Black Bears go to the bullpen for the first time tonight. It is the right-hander Tucker Shally out of Parkland College, a sophomore, Grafton, Illinois, 6'5", 185 pounds. He is 20 years of age. This season, Shally has made 8 appearances, an 0-1 record, a 3.38 ERA. He is one save to his credit, 10 and two-thirds total innings. He has allowed 6 runs, 4 earned on 8 hits, 12 strikeouts with 3 walks, opponents batting 195 against him. Zach Bravo went 4 innings on the mound, allowed 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks. He struck out 5. And Bravo with a total of 58 pitches, 41 for strikes. 6-7-8 batters due up for the Spikes, starting with Alex Turow, the left-handed hitting first baseman, bounced into a double play his first time up. And here's the first pitch for Shally tonight. That's high and away for a ball, 1-0. No other changes in the field for the Black Bears, who scored 2 runs in the third, 2 in the fourth to build their 4-0 lead. And the pitch. Turow takes it down and in for a ball, 2-0. West Virginia with 3 hits tonight, State College with 1. These two teams will meet tomorrow night at 6:35 to finish off this holiday weekend series. The 2-0, and Turow sends this one high into the air, down the right field line, and that one's going into the bleachers, over and out. Alex Turow sends it sailing into the evening sky in Happy Valley for the home run, his first with the State College Spikes, and he has cut the deficit to 4-1. Solo shot for Alex Turow. He pretty much hits everything high. Launch angle on that one, 40 degrees. It left the yard at 99 miles an hour. 359-foot homer and a souvenir for a fan in the outfield bleachers above the Lion Country Kia corner.
He's 15 this year at Florida State, 52 in his career.
And he adds one here, his first in the MLB draft league, as Lucas Cook bounces the first pitch he sees to the left side. Third baseman Antonacci fields, throw on the run is in time. Cook retired for the second time tonight. One down in the bottom of the fifth inning. We even saw last night, I mean, launch angle of 40 degrees for Turow tonight. That's very high. Even his RBI single last night was sky high, but it found the space in right center field inside the yard. Here's Ryan Blackwell now. The Spikes catcher walked his first time up and takes pitch low and away. Fastball at 88, 1-0 the count. Spikes trying to jumpstart the offense here, now 4-1. Jorge Cartagena is on deck for the Spikes, and then it would be the top of the order. Blackwell at the plate. Shally pumps one in, a called strike on the inner half. 89 miles an hour on the fastball. Flags now blowing ever so slightly from left to right field. 1-1. That's blown away, or the wind stretching out the flags, blowing from left to right field. Two balls and a strike.
The wind played no factor.
Exactly.
It could have been blowing in, he would have hit it out.
The 2-1, and here's a grounder left side, past the diving Pinellas into left center field. That's a base hit for Blackwell, his first of the game. Spikes third as a team, evening up the hit column. You know, it's funny, I talked with Alex before one of the games in Frederick, because he put on a show during batting practice, and I said, you ever win any home run contests? And he said, no, he's been in three home run derbies in his life, in two of them, at Petco Park in San Diego, and at Wrigley Field in Chicago, wind was blowing in. And, of course, at Wrigley, when the wind blows in, it is mighty tough for anybody to even get one to the outfield. First pitch strike to Jorge Cartagena. The Spikes left fielder 0 for 1, grounded out to first. And also for Alex, who's a left-handed hitter, Petco is not exactly inviting either. Grounder on to short, taken by Pinellas, throw to second for one, bouncing throw to first, not in time, but the force out at second goes 6-4. Cartagena on via the fielder's choice. Two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. And back to the top of the Spikes order with Jordan Williams.
Run him. I'm not kidding. He's 4-for-4.
Yes.
Run him.
Middle infield communicating for the Black Bears. They may know what's coming, and Hunter May is looking to the dugout as well. Here is the set by Shally. High set at the head level. Kicks and deals. That's high and away for a ball, 1-0. Cartagena getting some counsel from Will Johnson, coaching at first for the Spikes. 1-0 the count to Williams. Here's the pitch. That is swung on, lifted to left. Coming in on it, Blaze Brothers. He'll make the catch shoulder high. And that will conclude the fifth inning. But Alex Terrell's big fly to right. His first home run of the season gives the Spikes a run here in the bottom of the fifth. Total of two hits in the frame, one runner left on base. End of five here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. It's West Virginia 4, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. After Mason Ronan went two innings on the mound, allowing two runs, both unearned, on a total of two hits, one walk, four strikeouts for Mason, 29 pitches, 18 of them for strikes. He is replaced on the mound by the righty from Toledo, Connor Brandon. The right-hander who is used to making multi-inning appearances this year did so his last time out for the Spikes in Frederick, and In that last appearance, he actually only went a single inning, but three runs against him, only one earned on two hits. His first pitch of the night, lofted to left field by Caden Tranco, and chasing it down on the warning track is Cartagena. One pitch, one out.
Connor got the win in that one. Seven strikeouts, three walks for the season. He's gone seven and now two-thirds with that first out. Twice threw over 100 pitches for Toledo this season. Top out number 111. His dad played at Toledo.
Done a lot of work with Spike's pitching coach, Jim Gott, as well. He's one of those guys that has sat under the learning tree, so to speak. As the breaking ball misses low to Dante Stewart, right-handed hitting second baseman. Stewart, with an infield single in the second, reached on an error in the fourth. Here's the set and the 1-0. Fastball low and away, 2-0 the count.
If you don't sit down and listen to him, you're foolish. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's not an overreach statement by any stretch of the imagination. There's so much knowledge to be tapped into there.
2-0 the count. Brandon out of the stretch. Up high for a ball, 3-0. Even you and I think whenever we talk to Jim, we learn something.
I learn something every time I talk to him. It's one of the reasons why I talk to him, other than the fact he's a great guy.
But. Oh, yeah. 3-0 pitch. In tight, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Stewart, and a man on with one out for Sam Antonacci, West Virginia third baseman, 0 for 2 on the night.
I always have this standard that anybody who coaches or manages something knows more about their profession than I do. Right? As much as I may know about baseball, know about football, know about basketball, they know more than I do.
Pitch to Antonacci is lifted in the air, left field toward the corner. Cartagena again chases it down, makes a catch on the edge of the warning track, retreating to first Stewart. Two down in the top of the sixth inning.
I would describe Cartagena that time as graceful.
Yes.
I tell people, they want to talk about announcing a game? All right, now I'm the one, or you're the one, that can tell them how we do this.
Yes.
When it comes to what they do, they know more than we do.
Absolutely. Especially, you're talking about Dave Tremblay, Jim Gott, David Valdez, Will Johnson. Teachers, all of them.
Yeah.
Throw on to first, got Stewart diving back in.
They know all the nuances. They know what they're looking for, why they're looking for it. They can read eyes.
Throw on to first again. Again, Stewart back diving.
Believe me, part of the coach of reading eyes.
Absolutely.
That's part of it.
And managing personalities.
Yep. Well, look at the job you've done for 14 years.
Pinales sends one foul third base side. Xavier Pinales 0 for 2, struck out in the third, flied out to right in the fourth.
A living Hades for you.
Hardly, sir. Hardly.
Now, as for Julie.
I'll have no comment on that one.
No.
0-1 to Pinales, breaking ball in the dirt, gloved by Blackwell, 1-1.
To me, I was talking to the people downstairs. They said, boy, all the announcements tonight on the field all seem to be in English. I said, yeah. They seem to enjoy the change of pace compared to last night.
The 1-1. Breaking ball dropped right in. Perfectly placed for a called strike two.
And what's really bad is he does not speak a foreign language. It just comes out that way.
One and two. There goes the runner. Pitch inside for a ball. Throw to second. Tag applied. And out at second is Stewart. Lucas Cook applying the tag is Ryan Blackwell. Throws out Dante Stewart at second base. He fired that one down there, and that will finish off the top of the sixth. Nothing across for the Black Bears. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. 4-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And a pitching change for West Virginia as Tucker Shally went an inning, allowed one run on the Alex Doral solo homer, two total hits against him. No walks, no Ks, 12 pitches, 7 strikes, and he gives way to the righty Chase Smith as Ty Hill, Will Simpson, and Miles Simington, the 2-3-4 hitters, are due up for the Spikes in the sixth.
All right, what they've done is they've been able to hang in the last couple of innings. Terrell was able to get a home run, close the gap, and that's what you want to do here. If you get a run or two of this inning, now you put a lot of game pressure on West Virginia's bullpen.
Smith going exclusively from the stretch. A first pitch strike on the inside corner to Ty Hill. 87 miles an hour. 0-1 to Ty. He's 0-2 tonight. He's grounded out twice to Dante Stewart at second. Smith's 0-1. Called strike on the inner half once again.
He's been 0-2 all three at-bats.
Smith, sort of a peekaboo style in the stretch. He dips that left shoulder, trying to hide the ball a little extra as the 0-2 goes way outside. Hill does not chase. Ty Hill, one of the best batting eyes in the MLB Draft League. 432 on base percentage. He leads the league in walks.
18 of them.
Set and the 1-2. That's a chopper to the left side, waiting on it. Antonacci takes it on two bounces, throw to first in time, and that was a strong throw across the diamond.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Update on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Mahoning Valley now leading Williamsport 3-0. Bottom of the fifth up at historic Bowman Field. Again, Trenton and Frederick canceled due to rain tonight, so only two games in the MLB Draft League in action. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. First pitch to Will Simpson, taken for a strike on the inside corner. Will has reached base twice. He singled in the first, walked in the fourth.
Did you say Boomer was canceled tonight?
Now, Frederick. But who knows? Boomer may not be long.
Hold on a second here. Let's check my notes.
Pitch tailed outside for a ball, 1-1.
Let's see. Police report.
The 1-1.
Now, you were at Trenton. You saw the real Boomer.
That's right.
I understand lovable. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. Fans all adored him.
Fans adore him.
Two balls and a strike. They think he's a righteous dude. Pitch is bounced foul, third base side, 2-2.
The descriptions we are giving you are 180 of what we see up north.
I'm telling you, next week at this time, Boomer's probably going to be here, and he's going to have a laser focus.
He's going to set his eyes up here.
He's going to have an ally in the on-fielders.
The 2-2. Lifted in the air, right center field. Crail over for it, and Sam Crail makes the catch. He actually stumbled a bit starting his approach to the ball, but he's got such speed he's able to catch up easily and retire Simpson, which is a tough thing to do.
Last time I saw an alliance that strong was between the ACC, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten.
Yep.
So I am sitting here calm, collected, and no worries.
Miles Simington up at the plate. Takes a breaking ball for a called strike.
And now you can debate which one's the intellectual.
Here's the 0-1. Bounce to the right side. Taken on a big hop by Stewart. Toss to first is in time, and the spikes go down in order in the bottom of the sixth. I'll say this. If there's a soliloquy in the offing, we know Boomer might be able to provide the skull. Six innings complete here in Medler Field at Lebrano Park.
You ever hear Rod Serling?
Yes.
Those are those two together, I think, co-starred in one of those.
I think they did. I think you're right. Hey,
right there. That's the definition. Those two are the Twilight Zone.
West Virginia leads 4-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
The seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. West Virginia leading State College 4-1. Connor Brandon on for his second inning of work for the Spikes. His first pitch of the frame is high and away. And to take you through the rest of the way, Boomer's favorite MLB Draft League broadcaster, Steve Jones.
Signed the autograph. The problem was I did it in English. No clue what I wrote. Xavier Pinales is 0-2. That pitch is a ball, 2-0 the count. Struck out looking in the third and flew to right to Simington in the fourth. 2-0 the count. I finally, the next time, made it simple. I missed up high three, and I just put next. And he was like, and he just started clapping his hands. I go, well, I know you love Penn State football, but.
X marks the spot.
I said, I looked over at Gabe. I said, I don't know what that fan we want. Swing and a miss. It's 3-1.
93 on the fastball there from Connor Brandon. He can get it up to 95.
Oh, no. He topped. He hit 95 last time he was here. It's down low ball 4. Lead off man aboard, and now the trouble starts. Crail and Brothers are next, although Brothers has obliged tonight. As the McDonald's strikeout guy.
Yes, indeed.
Took two nights, but they finally got this guy. Crail is 0-2. Walked and scored back in the third. He's also struck out swinging and bounced to short. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes have turned one tonight, a 1-4-3 double play started by Brock Blatter. Pitch to Crail, tough guy to double up. That's a strike, 0-1. He bats on the left side, so he's a tougher guy to double up. Pinales is 2-for-2 in stolen bases this year. He's at first. 0-1 the count on this gorgeous night for baseball. And the pitch, there goes Pinales. Pitches low and inside, throw to second, and he steals the bag. His third stolen base of the year. Count now 1-1. Joe, great turnout tonight on the concourse.
Oh, yeah.
Great turnout.
All of our four-legged friends joining us tonight, Bark in the Park. Heard a lot of barking earlier. I think they heard that the human cannonball was coming tomorrow night.
Exactly. Human cannonball, Dave the Bullet Smith, the pitch. That's foul the plate by Crail. It's 1-2. Fireworks tomorrow night. Kids run the bases tomorrow night. 2 millionth fan tomorrow night. We're also going to put in 9 innings of baseball.
Absolutely.
And again, Joe and I want to emphasize, we talk about tickets. If you want to go online, it's staycollegespikes.com. Don't go anywhere else. That's on the ground. A second charge by Hill. Third hop. Throws in time. Moving to third on the play is Pinellas.
They talk about those online tickets. You know, people are starting to come up here and they say, oh, I went here, I went there. I had to shell out $50, $100, sometimes even $200. I mean, we're fun, affordable family
right.
entertainment. You go out to statecollegespikes.com, your tickets are going to range from $8 to $18. And there's no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll bring all the entertainment. We'll give you all the value. There's no reason you should be shelling out huge dollars to come and join us here at the ballpark.
Save the other 82 and spend it at the concession stand.
It's well worth it there.
Blaze Brothers infield in. Pitches a strike. Good pitch by Brandon to start him off with a breaking ball. It's 0-1.
Yeah, statecollegespikes.com. That's where you can get authentic Spikes tickets online.
Yeah, that means that's where you need to go. So even if it's not the first selection that comes up online, find it.
Yes.
It'll be right there in your list. It's on the ground, wide of the bag at third. It's 0-2 on Brothers. Now he's no longer the McDonald's strikeout guy. 0-2 doesn't mean much to these people.
In fact, if you Google State College Spikes tickets right now, I just did it, skip past all the ads. Don't worry about the ads.
Yes.
MLBDraftLeague.com, State College. That takes you to StateCollegeSpikes.com where you can get your tickets for each and every Spikes home game this season.
Low for a ball. I see Ivy down below here.
Oh, yes.
Making her first appearance in the ballpark, being walked by Chris. Yes, the Havanese from Hungary. That is hit in the air to center field. That is a long run for Williams. He tracks it down at the edge of the track. Tagging a third is Pinellas. He'll score. Fine job by Williams. That's why he doesn't play a deep center field, because he can do that. A sacrifice fly for Brothers. Base is now empty and a 5-1 lead for West Virginia. And here comes Ryan Hernandez. Single to center his last time. He's also reached on an error and bounced to short.
And I was mentioning earlier on in the broadcast, a pupil of David Valdez's in the Boston area for
yes.
a long time.
Traitor. First pitch foul back to the bricks. 0-1.
And, David, you can tell he is so proud of what Ryan Hernandez has been able to do, and obviously playing collegiately at the University of Houston had an outstanding year.
David is an outstanding hitting coach, and Ryan has listened to him. Checked it. Good breaking ball, 0-2. Dropped that thing right in there. It was a nice changeup that time from Connor Brandon. Connor goes set. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him way out of the zone. Brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. They do get a run without the benefit of a hit. Nobody left at the end of 6.5. They're going to do the seventh inning stretch in the seventh inning tonight.
Yes. It's a novel concept.
It's back to normal. We think. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
5-1 West Virginia to the bottom of the seventh. Kevin Karstetter, Alex Terrell, and Lucas Cook. 5-6 and 7 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Chase Smith back to work for a second inning of work. First pitch to Kevin. Wrapped on the ground to third. Charge. Juggled. Kevin's going to beat it out. Nothing like being in the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medlar Field, Librado Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream, powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. E5 and Alex Terrell to the plate. Homered his last time. He's also wrapped into a double play. That is smacked foul past Will Johnson at first. It is 0-1. Terrell now with a home run and seven knocked in. Karstetter with 8 stolen bases this year in 9 attempts. There he goes. Outside for a corner for a strike, and Karstetter easily steals the bag. 9th stolen base of the year for Kevin Karstetter in 10 attempts. Terrell, though, they're in the hole now, 0-2. His home run was off Tucker Shally back in the 5th inning. Lights have taken over here at Medlar Field, Librado Park. 5-1 West Virginia. Pitch to Alex. Well, went outside, 1-2 the count. The cloud cover up there that, even though we're not to 8:46 yet, the lights have taken over. Set the 1-2 to Terrell. On its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. First strikeout for Smith. And here's Lucas Cook. Cook 0-for-2, struck out looking in the second, grounded the third in the fifth. Trying to pick up Karstetter here, who's on second. Reached on an error, stole the bag. The set by Smith. Right-hander works from the third base side. That's low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 6:35 tomorrow here at the park. What a night it's going to be. Fireworks, human cannonball, run the bases. 2 million fan, high chopper up the middle. Fielded by Pinellas, who boots it, but that's going to be an infield hit. He's going to beat that out anyway. Karstetter moves to third, first and third with one out. Ryan Blackwell, 1-for-1. He walked in the third. He singled the center in the fifth. He has four doubles on the season. First and third with one out. Middle infield double play depth. And the pitch. That's a strike in her half. Good spot. 0-1 the count. Crail in right field is playing very deep against the right-handed hitter. Now they're moving him in a few steps. Shallow in left, though, is Brothers, but he has great speed. Throw to first, and he dives back in. Cook will run. As we all know, Lucas from last year to this year, he is 2-for-2 in stolen bases this season. There he goes. Down low, throw to second, head first, slide, got him. Two outs. So Blackwell will try to pick up Karstetter here. Try and get that run back from the seventh, down 5-1. And the pitch. It's outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Spikes have actually out-hit West Virginia 4-3 tonight. Spikes pitchers have only given up 11 hits in this series. 2-1. Inside corner, first strike, levels the count at 2-2. Karstetter on third with two outs. Cartagena on deck. He's hoping for a shot. Set by Smith, the delivery. Low and outside, runs it full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes, the count. Smith goes set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Now to complete the strikeout at first, and do. Inning is over. Had some promise, didn't end well. No runs, a hit, an error, one left. The end of seven. 5-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Have a blast with the State College Spikes Sunday night. Game time is 6:35 p.m. against the West Virginia Black Bears, and the human cannonball, David Smith Jr., will blast off after the game. Plus, the skies light up with fireworks presented by the PA Lottery, and it's Military Appreciation Night presented by Lion Country Kia. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Top of the eighth inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Connor Brandon with two innings, gave up no hits, one run it was earned, walked one, struck out one, and Christian Wall takes over. Wall making his ninth appearance, 11 innings, three earned runs, eight hits. He has struck out 16. He has walked only two. No decision against Frederick a couple of days ago. He pitched on Wednesday. Went two innings, one hit, no runs, struck out two, and did not walk a batter. Wall with a 2.45 ERA with the 16 strikeouts and two walks, a save and two holds. And takes over here in the eighth inning. 6'6 left-hander out of the University of Missouri. Lives in Wentzville this year at Mizzou. They only hit 242 against him. 33 strikeouts in 26 in the third innings. And of course, at Columbia College in 2021, double-digit strikeouts in 8 of the 12 games. He had a 1.92 ERA. He was 11-1 at Columbia. Hunter May leads it off. May is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a double play. Wall always works from the first base side and works from the stretch. Left-hander delivers. That's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. May struck out looking in the first. Grounded into a 1-4-3 double play to end the third and struck out looking in the fifth. Catcher waits in the right-handed box. Enter the game ninth in the league in hitting. And the pitch. That's a strike. It's 0-2. Curveball that time at 79. Oh, and to the count to May. Cartagena deep and left. Symington shallow and right. Infield back. Terrell off the line at first. Up high. Did not chase. 1-2 the count. 5 runs, 3 hits, an error. West Virginia, 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors for the Spikes. West Virginia scored 2 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 7th. Spikes run was scored in the 5th. Low and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two the count. A set. And the pitch by Wall. It just missed. I thought it caught the plate, but low. 3-2 the count. Again, Wall has only walked 2 hitters in 11 innings of work. And he has 16 strikeouts in 11 innings. And that's down low. That's his 3rd walk. Giving up the season, a leadoff walk for May. So, Kyle Hess, the left fielder, will step to the plate. Middle infield double play depth. As Wall goes set here in the eighth inning, 5-1 West Virginia. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Get his 0-1. At the belt. To the plate. That's down low with a fastball. 1-1 the count. 92 from Christian. Wall was 2-2 in Mizzou this year with a 4.78 ERA with 33 strikeouts, 23 walks. In 26 and a third, he gave up 24 hits, 19 runs, 14 earned, and they only had 242 against him at Mizzou this year. And those are numbers when you're pitching in the Southeastern Conference. 2-1. In the dirt, 3-1. So Wall had 2 walks all season coming in. He's walked 1 here, and he's on the doorstep of a 2nd one. Nobody out. 8th inning. Wall holds that glove up against his chest. Now the lefty goes set at the belt, checks first. 3-1. Checked it, ball 4. They appeal, but it's still ball 4. So Wall, 2 walks entering the game, 2 walks to 2 batters this inning. And here's Caden Trenkel. That's from the left side, lefty-on-lefty matchup. He is 0-for-2, but he walked and scored in the 4th. He's also grounded at first in the second and flew to Cartagena and left in the sixth. Check swing foul to the on-deck circle, third base side. Jet Jerko will throw it across the way to the Spikes dugout. 0-1 the count. First and second, nobody out. Pitch. Moment outside. Good job by Blackwell. 1-1. Trenkel, good speed out of that left-handed box. He'll be a tough guy to double up. You can if he hits it hard enough. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Well, a few times really in 2 years, this is one of the few times I've seen Christian struggle finding the plate. Trenkel out of Hillsboro, Texas. That left-handed box. Now he'll reset. Trenkel waits. Here's the pitch from Wall. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Good movement on that curveball that time. It's 2-2. Mays on second. Hess on first with nobody out. 2-2. Low one outside. Full 3-2. Three and two the count. 5-1 West Virginia, top of the eighth inning. Wall goes set and delivers. He walked him. Three straight walks by Christian Wall. Again, for a guy that had two walks in 11 innings all season. Jim Gott's going to come out. He sees something. And if anybody can straighten it out, it's Jim. So that allows us to remind everybody that Spikes are home tomorrow, 6:35 on the 3rd of July. What an extravaganza it's going to be. 2 millionth fan will be commemorated. That 2 millionth fan will get lifetime season ticket. Once a year for life, they'll get one of the luxury suites once a season. $200 to spend at Off the Rack Outfitters. Human Cannonball, Dave the Bullet Smith Jr. Kids Run the Bases, and fireworks tomorrow night, all rolled into one July 3rd baseball game here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Goodbye, print. StayCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office. Call 814-272-1711 or can walk up. Dante Stewart. Swing and a miss, blew the fastball right by him at 90. It's 0-1. Stewart, infield hit back in the second, reached on an error in the fourth, and walked in the sixth. 1-for-2. Bases loaded, nobody out. Wall looks into Blackwell, gets what he wants. Lefty goes set and delivers. That is hit in the air, foul, first base side. It's going to reach the concourse and out of play. It's 0-2. Stewart's driven in three this year. He's hitting 235. Wall now set with an 0-2 count. And delivers. Call strike three, got him. Just what Christian needed. That's the first strikeout of the night for Christian Wall. Fontenay Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountNittany.org. Sam Antonacci to the plate. 0-for-3, bounced to third in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, flew to Cartagena and left in the fifth. The pitch. It's right in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Since Jim Gott came out, he's thrown nothing but strikes. That's five straight strikes. Bases loaded, one out. Lefty on lefty matchup. Wall delivers. It's down low. It's 1-1. Yeah, his misses have been low. One ball, one strike. Swing and a foul, tip of the plate. It's 1-2. Good eye fastball that time at 90. One and two the count. Wall looks in. One out, bases loaded. 1-2 on Antonacci. On its way. Swing, foul tip into the middle. Blackwell, strike three, got him. Two gone. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health Pediatrics website, just for kids. Check it out at kids.mountainnittany.org. Xavier Pinales, 0-2, struck out looking in the third, flew to Symington and right in the fourth, walked, stole a base, and scored in the seventh. That's in the dirt. Good block by Blackwell. 1-0 the count. Ryan saved a run. 5-1 West Virginia, top of the eighth. Spikes will have Cartagena, Williams, and Hildew, 9-1 and 2 in the eighth inning. Wall goes set. 1-0. To center field to Williams. Comes on, makes the play. Wall walks the first three. Jim Gott comes out, talks to him, and retires the next three. No runs, no hits, three left, 7.5 gone. 5-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Pitching change for West Virginia here in the bottom of the eighth inning as Chase Smith went two innings, gave up a hit, no runs, struck out two, did not walk a batter, and now gives way to Brandon Noriega. Left-hander comes in. And Noriega, no record, with a 7.71 ERA, making his eighth appearance. Seven innings, he's given up four hits, eight runs, six earned. The problem has been walks. He has struck out eight. He's walked nine. He's hit one, and a 160 batting average against him. That's why the 7.71 ERA. Nine walks and a hit batter will do it. And he'll face Jorge Cartagena, Jordan Williams, and Ty Hill. 9-1-2 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-1 West Virginia. Cartagena grounded the first and the third and the fifth. He wrapped into a fielder's choice. Beautiful sunset this evening. Variety of colors over the Nittany Mountain Range. Brian Noriega, lanky left-hander who works from the third base side of the mound. Cartagena in the right-handed box. And tight for a ball, 1-0 the count. So for Noriega, he's only given up four hits. He struck out eight in seven innings of work. It's the nine walks and the hit batsman. Swing and a miss. He was fooled on that one, 1-1 the count, 93 with that one. Cartagena, just 18 years of age. Batting from the right side as Noriega goes set. Delivers. High and away, 2-1. Wind's backed off here. Flag blowing to right about 5-10. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-1. West Virginia, even though the spikes about hit them, 4-3. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. 92 with that fastball from Noriega. Noriega leans in at the belt. 2-2. High chopper. Baltimore chopped to third. Antonacci, long throw. Gets him by a step. Sam has a nice arm down at third. Jordan Williams is 0 for 3. Struck out looking in the first, struck out swinging in the third, and flew to left in the fifth. Five runs, three hits, an error, West Virginia. One run, four hits, and two errors for State College. We play the bottom of the eighth. Williams, for the first time tonight, will turn around and bat right-handed. Switch hitter against the lefty Noriega. Backed away inside on that one, 1-0 the count. Ty Hill on deck. And Noriega delivers. High and away, 2-0. Antonacci even at the bag at third. Outfield normal depth. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase that one. It's 2-1. Low fastball at 93. Went after it. 2-1 the count. Noriega to the plate. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. 92 with that fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Bases empty. One out. Bottom of the eighth. 5-1 West Virginia. Set by Noriega. Lefty delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. His first strikeout of the ball game. Eighth strikeout for West Virginia's staff tonight. Ty Hill, 0 for 3. Grounded the second in the first. Grounded the second in the third. Grounded the third in the sixth. For a guy that's given up walks and his hit batters, he's been on point here. Noriega goes set and delivers. It's foul to our right. Bounces down below and down to the front row. 0-1 the count on Ty Hill. Ty with 22 multi-hit games this season at Jackson State. First team all-SWAC selection where he hit .388. Owen won the count. The pitch. Foul tip into the mitt of Hunter May. It's 0-2. Noriega took off the cap, walked up and grabbed it from May. It's 0-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Noriega with an outstanding inning of work. 1-2-3 go the spikes in the eighth. End of eight. 5-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
5-1 West Virginia to the top of the ninth, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning. And you, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Christian Wall went one inning, no runs, no hits, walk three, struck out two, and gives way now to Tyler Hoffman. Hoffman's making his fifth appearance. In his first three appearances, he did not give up a run. Against Frederick on Wednesday night, a no decision, one inning, gave up one hit, two runs. Both earned, struck out two, walked two. On the season, four innings, two runs, both earned, three hits, five strikeouts, four walks, 4.50 ERA. This guy in 2021 was the Tulane Sunday starter. 6'1", 186-pounder, 22 years of age, out of Mobile, Alabama. This year he had 18 games for Tulane. He started six, 7.5 strikeouts per nine innings. Leading it off for West Virginia will be Sam Crail. Crail is 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. And Hoffman delivers. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Crail 2-for-7 in the series, with three runs scored. Remember, West Virginia's only scored seven runs in the series, and he has three of them. Hoffman goes set, and Tyler's 1-0. Foul, third base side toward the Geisinger Champions Club, and out of play. 1-1 the count here in the top of the ninth inning. 5-1. West Virginia scored two in the third, two in the fourth, one in the seventh. Spikes scored their run in the fifth. Spikes about hit them 4-3. That's the oddity of the game. Set. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike 1-2. That Spikes run in the fifth inning, by the way, was a solo homer to the grandstand and right by Alex Terrell. His first with State College. He hit 15 this year at Florida State. Hit 52 in his collegiate career between Miami and Florida State. 1-2. Going outside. Good job by Blackwell. 2-2 the count. Even with nobody on base, you keep your fundamentals. 2-2 the count. Hoffman goes set and delivers. High and away, 3-2 on Crail. Williams shallow in center, Symington shallow in right, Cartagena a bit deeper in left, although normal depth against the left-handed hitter. 3-2 the count on Crail with nobody out. Hoffman delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three tied him up. 10 strikeouts for Spikes pitchers tonight. First for Tyler Hoffman. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics. Ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Blaze Brothers. 0-for-1. Walked in the first. Walked, stole a base, scored in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. A sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the seventh. Donald strikeout guy tonight did strike out. Blaze Brothers. Hit high in the air to left field. Jogging in a few steps, Cartagena lost it in the lights and then finally dropped it. Lost it in the lights and dropped it, and Brothers ends up at second. Looked like he had a beat on it, then all of a sudden you realized he was struggling, and then when he finally found it, it was too late. Ryan Hernandez. 1-for-4. 2-for-8 in the series. Tonight he is grounded to short. Reached on an error, singled to center, and struck out swinging. One out, Hoffman delivers. Low and inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. Brothers on second with one out. Hoffman delivers. It's on the ground to his left. It's Cook. Takes it. Sidearm to first. In time. Moving to third is Brothers. Two out. Hunter May at the plate. 0-for-3. Struck out looking in the first. 1-4-3 double play to win the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Walked but was stranded at third in the eighth. Two outs now with Brothers on third. Hoffman leans in. We're in the top of the ninth. Spikes have two. Simpson, Simington, and Karstetter. 3-4-5 in the bottom of the ninth. Pitches a strike. It's 0-1. Oh, and one the count. Hoffman looks at third at Brothers and delivers. In the dirt, good job by Blackwell. 1-1 the count. 5-1 West Virginia. But again, the spikes, 3-4-5 due in the bottom of the ninth inning. See if that group between Simpson, Simington, and Karstetter can put together a rally. One, one. Checked it, didn't go. 2-1 the count. They wanted to check it first. Nah. Not going to happen. Love those guys, but no. 2-1 the count. Hoffman with two outs, the pitch. Checked it, didn't go. 3-1 the count. May came into the game ninth in the league in hitting. He's not there now. He's at 295. Catcher in the right-handed box. Windmills the bat. Brothers leads off third. 3-1 the count. Hoffman high set. Now he brings it down to the belt. On its way. Foul straight back to the screen. It's full 3-2. Josh Malaris, the last of those to run out and get the baseballs tonight. Full on Hunter May with Brothers on third. Here's the set. And the 3-2. On its way. And he fouled it off to stay alive. So this is a super fan showing a lot of life here in the ninth inning. Three and two on Hunter May. Blaze Brothers on third with two outs. Hoffman goes set. Tyler delivers. Inside corner, call strike three. Got him. The inning is over. 11 strikeouts for Spikes pitching tonight. Two for Tyler Hoffman. That one brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. With My Mountain Indy Health, you can manage your provider. You can schedule appointments and do much more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. We go to the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth. 5-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medlar Field at Lobrado Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Have a blast with the State College Spikes Sunday night. Game time is 6:35 p.m. against the West Virginia Black Bears, and the human cannonball, David Smith Jr., will blast off after the game. Plus, the skies light up with fireworks presented by the PA Lottery, and it's Military Appreciation Night presented by Lion Country Kia. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom of the ninth inning, 5-1 West Virginia. Tommy Green will take over for West Virginia as Brandon Noriega went an inning, struck out two, gave up nothing, faced three batters. Green comes in making his fourth appearance, 1-1 with a 3.86 ERA. Two and a third, giving up one hit, one run it was earned. Struck out four, walked one, hit one. Posing hitters 125 against him. He's faced 10 hitters this year. So the right-hander, who essentially has what I would refer to as a corkscrew windup, will face Will Simpson, Miles Simington, and Kevin Karstetter. 3-4 and 5 in the Spikes order. Simpson is 1-for-2. Single to left in the first, walked in the fourth, flew to right in the sixth. So Hunter May, after a quick discussion with Tommy Green, jogs back behind the plate. Al Simington on deck, then Karstetter. 5-1 West Virginia, even though the Spikes have out hit them 4-3. The pitch by Green. On the ground to short. Cut off by the third baseman, Antonacci. Throws in time. Sam's a good-looking third baseman over there. Simington is 0-for-3. Struck out swinging in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. And in the sixth, he grounded to second. Simington into that left-handed box, open stance. Green delivers. Outside corner for a strike, starts him out with a fastball. 0-1 the count, that at 94. Simington waits in the left-handed box, delivers. Green pours it in again with a fastball. It's 0-2 at 93. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the ninth, 5-3 West Virginia. Green goes set, rhythmic clap from this crowd, and Simington, slow roller to second, Picked up by Stewart, throws and gets him to gun. Kevin Karstetter, the last hope. Kevin 0 for 2. Walked in the second. 1-6-3, double play in the fourth. Reached on an error, stole a base, but was stranded at third in the seventh. The Karstetter family has a box here tonight. Alex Turalo homered earlier, is on deck. Pitch by Green, breaking ball in her half for a strike. It's 0-1. You think he fastball, and he snaps off a curveball to start you out. It's 0-1. Now you got to think fastball. Green goes set, delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. 93 with that one. Tommy Green back to the top of the hill, stares in. Big right-hander goes set to the plate. Curveball into center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Karstetter around first. Takes a big turn and then dives back to first. Still life for the Spikes. Alex Turalo, 1-for-3, but that one, a homer into the grandstand and right. Spikes have now out-hit them 5-3. In two games, West Virginia's offense has 11 hits. That's it. They will not hold Karstetter on. Hernandez will play behind him. Turalo, very high in the air, but playable. Trenkel underneath it, puts it away, and the inning and the game over. Final 5-1 West Virginia. Numbers in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Have a blast with the State College Spikes Sunday night. Game time is 6:35 p.m. against the West Virginia Black Bears, and the human cannonball, David Smith Jr., will blast off after the game. Plus, the skies light up with fireworks presented by the PA Lottery, and it's Military Appreciation Night presented by Lion Country Kia. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
West Virginia wins it 5-1 over the Spikes. Even though the Spikes pitching staff has been terrific over the two games, they're giving up just 11 hits, only three tonight. Your line score, 5 runs, 3 hits, an error. West Virginia left 8. Spikes had a run, 5 hits, 3 errors, and left 5. Jay Smith in relief gets the win. He's 1-0. Brock Blatter started, took the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, a tidy 2 hours and 34 minutes before 2,621, plus at least 100 dogs here tonight as well on Park in the Park 2. So, tomorrow, some teams will promote Sunday baseball and say, why don't you come out and run the bases? Okay. Some teams will say, why don't you come out and watch Sunday night baseball? And you know what? We're going to commemorate a fan. Good. Some teams will say, come on out, it's the 4th of July weekend, we'll do the human cannonball. Some will say, hey, we're going to go big. We're going to have a fireworks display. Well, this is the Steakhouse Spikes you're talking about. They're going to do all of it. All right? All of it. Some are like, pick one. This is our promotion. Good for you. All right? The Spikes will do all of it. The Think Big franchise thinks big again. Kids will run the bases tomorrow. The 2 millionth fan, and the Spikes went over 2 million officially through the turnstiles last week, but the 2 millionth fan will be commemorated tomorrow night. That fan will get season tickets for life. Once a year, they will get to be in the suite for life and a couple $100 to spend at Off the Rack Outfitters. Kids can run the bases after the game. Dave the Bullet Smith Jr., the human cannonball, will be launched after the game tomorrow, just like he will on 4th Fest here. And then a spectacular fireworks display after the game befitting the 4th of July. And don't forget about 4th Fest as well. This is your viewing site for 4th Fest. Pepsi Picnic Pavilion sold out for 4th Fest, as are the Geisinger Champion Club seats. That's on 4th Fest. But we have tickets for tomorrow. Going fast, but come on. Come on over. Get your seats. 814-272-1711. Buy print, StateCollegeSpikes.com. Again, make sure it's StateCollegeSpikes.com. The MLB Draft League, StateCollegeSpikes.com, all right? You go to the box office. That way you're assured of the seat you want. Or you can walk up tomorrow. The most important thing to us, be here. Kids run the bases. 2 millionth fan. Human cannonball. Fireworks. All wrapped around a baseball game tomorrow here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. You know why they do it big? You deserve it. 5-1 the final. West Virginia wins it. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.